Good morning. Good morning, darlings. Happy, oh my God, it's hump day. Happy hump day. It is Wednesday, March 15th, 2023. I feel like I'm losing my voice. I was like snow blowing a ton yesterday and last night. I've got over 2 feet of snow. It's so much. It's taller than the dog. It's insane. But I snowblowed a bunch. I froze my kneecaps off a little bit. I couldn't make an area big enough for the dog to poop because he likes to walk and poop because he's weird. So I had to like take him out to the driveway that I had snowblowed to let him relieve himself. There's your morning blessing. Happy hump day. Let's talk about dog shit. But it makes me laugh because there's only 5 more days left until spring. And I think Mother Nature is fucking with us. So yeah, over 2 feet of snow. So I'm tired. And today I have to make a gazillion pies for a friend that I got volunteered for. He knew that I made pies. He's had my pies before. I said, yes, I'll make pie for your company. So that is what I'm doing today. I'm also working on this really, it's kind of naughty. It's a script by Lewd Night Boy on Reddit that I recorded. It's sort of a non-con female for male script. It's hypnosis themed, but it's not actually hypnosis. So we're going to call it like a role play, but I think that'll come out later today. I'll work on editing it between pies, so you have that to look forward to. And what else is going on in the world today for hump day? It's National Voiceover Day. What? National Voiceover celebrates... Oh, let's see. The time of year that focuses on appreciating the talented voiceover artists in the country. Hey, I do voiceover. That's exciting. Voice acting or voiceovers is an art form that took many years to master. Listen, I read for a living, I swear. This is because it is not easy to convey a message using just your tone of voice. That is why voiceover artists require years of training before they can find work that pays well. Here is how the art form came into being. In the 1900s, what? Work had started on radio-based programs, communication that could reach large numbers of people. However, the first step was taken by Reginald Fessenden, who reported on the weather while employed by the United States Weather Bureau. This has been around for a long time. Interesting. Another notable instance in history of voiceovers was when Mickey Mouse cartoon used the voice of Walt Disney. That's so cool. Listen, you don't have to dote on me, but it is voiceover day. And I actually have a few patrons who are voice artists, and so I celebrate you too. And if you just talk to somebody and you're enthusiastic and you portray something, let's say that you play D&D with a group of people and you voice act there, kudos to you. You get woohoos from me. Huzzah to everybody using their voices today. All right. I must go and get my hands dirty and make some really delicious pie. We've got some cream pie. All right. Have such a good hump day, darlings. More later. Love you. Bye.